Dufferbet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to Dufferbet, WPL Radio.
Record breaker. If you're the tallest, the smallest, if you beat them all. If you're the fattest, the thinnest, if you always win. If you're the fastest, the slowest, if you really go, then you're a record breaker. A record maker.
This is the Dafabet Welsh Premier League podcast. No turkeys here, and the only thing we recycle is jokes. So Boxing Day is done for another year. All thoughts now on 2017. TNS on the verge of breaking a world record this time. We'll hear from Craig Harrison. Johnny gets his crystal ball out and looks ahead at the next set of fixtures. And stand to attention, everybody, as league boss Gwyn Derville gives his New Year rally. But before we look forward, let's look back to what was a cracking couple of games over the Boxing Day period, with some post-match Boxing Day analysis from Matthew Bishop, Mark Hazelwood, Andy Thomas, Ian Dawes and Craig Harrison.
I think probably on the run of play today we probably deserved that. You know, we created a lot and we got a lot of ball into the box but didn't really have that finishing touch, and it was lovely at the end. I think Luke Borelli's had a couple, particularly in the second half, where he could have slotted in and changed the game for us. But now it was a great move, cost us down the left hand side, and great ball back to Curtis Marsh, and obviously he finished it off and delighted with the 3 points.
They defended well, they defended resolutely, but we created as many chances this week as we did last week, and we scored 5 last week. But so I'm happy with that. I'm also happy with 2 clean sheets last week and this week. And so we move on to the next game. And I believe if we keep 2 clean sheets in the next 2 games, because we'll score in both of them games, then we'll be in the top 6.
We've got young players. I think 9 of them are under 21. We've lost our experience out the back 4, which makes a massive difference. So we're playing kids at the moment and they're learning, but they've got to learn fast. Just need to get through January and then bring some players in.
You don't win the games that we won today if you don't have a good defensive structure, because if it's not happening for you in front of goal, you can't always score 3 and 4 a game. And I thought the structure was pretty good today. I mean, they've only had to score from a dubious penalty. Other than that, I think Connor made 1 good save. But the balance looks good at the moment and we're happy. And we just got to keep pushing on.
I thought Kevin Drews were fantastic for 20-25 minutes. And, you know, if I'm being honest, which I am, I think for 20 minutes, they're probably the better team. You know, obviously we scored 2 goals before half time, which made a huge difference to the second half, because obviously it went against the run of play. They've caused us some problems in the first 20 minutes, half an hour.
TNS have now equaled Ajax's record from the 1970s of 26 consecutive wins.
Yeah, it's amazing, really. You look at it, it's a bit surreal when you think about it. I know, obviously, had a little bit of maybe negative press recently about, you know, Ajax being compared to TNS, but it's all relative. To win 26 games in a row at any level is a fantastic achievement, with cup games in that, and, you know, the Edinburgh Cup in Scotland, you know, we've been fantastic away from home twice, you know. So in the league is strengthened this year with Connors Key, Bala, Banger investing heavily into their playing squad, you know, and bringing in some fantastic players. With, you know, the lads have been excellent, you know, huge credit to the players.
And that record has been equal tonight, but can be broken outright on Friday. But it's Kevin Druid's away this time.
Yeah, you know, we've got to the point now where we've obviously equaled it, but, you know, as much as anybody, the players, the staff, everyone involved with the club are desperate to break that record. And if we can do it, then it'd be a fantastic achievement for the club to be down in history. And I think it may be a long, long time before it gets broken again.
So, Jonah, TNS on the verge of scouring Ajax's record of consecutive wins from the record books. You see what I did there? Scouring Ajax? Ajax? I'm brilliant. What do you make of this potential history-making team?
At present, Wrexham and Newport County, unfortunately, are not, you know, set in a world alight. There's a group of players there playing at TNS, mostly Welsh. Absolutely baffles me. The manager, okay, is not. Other clubs have, well, almost been ignorant to the what they've achieved underneath Craig Allison and Carl Darlan, and so, but that's up to them. But players, you just do not tell me that the likes of Quigley, 6'2", 6'3", left winger, could not get goals in the bottom division of the Football League or the Vauxhall Conference, as it was. if he couldn't score in M leagues, I just don't know what these scouts are watching. Some great players, you know, the likes of Routledge have come down and just patrolled the midfield. I've gone on about Aaron Edwards in the past, and the two centre backs who are currently playing for TNS, Coral Rawlinson and Steve Saunders, what they wouldn't enhance a Wrexham or a Newport County team. I'm afraid to say I disagree. There's some class players at that club. Harrison and Mike Harris are doing a great job keeping them there. But if I was a scout of a Football League club, I think I'd have to have a bit of a glance at the team who are creating records with a lot of good young players in.
And so, the final chapter on 2016, almost written. In 2016, we had two new managers in, only one still in. We lost the Andes, Legg and Priest. What do you make of both of their departures in 2016, Jonah?
Well, the Andy Priest departure seems to have affected Airbus, whatever you say. Andy Thomas has come in and looked after the side since, and I hope he turns things around there, young Tomo. You know, he's a great man. But you're going to lose the experience of Andy Priest of, what, 400 Football League games, 200 Welsh Premier games, maybe as a manager, a couple of European campaigns. That is bound to affect your club. So that's definitely been of a detriment so far to Airbus. We'll yet to see what happens with Andy Legg. Look, he was brought in to do a job. He came in, definitely steadied the ship at Bangor. They hadn't had a great last two seasons. Got him back into the top three or four. He's parted company. Nobody really knows the reasons why they parted company, but it seems to be an amicable split. So, yeah, you know, they both did well for their clubs. That's all I can say.
Staying on Airbus, look, if you spool back to our podcast at the start of the season, I run through the Davabet odds for relegation this season. And at that point, Airbus were 50-5-0-1 to be relegated. Now, based on the Airbus of old, we'd understand those sorts of odds because they were a strong team. But obviously, the past few weeks, it's not gone so well for them. And you wonder, Jonah, whether somebody who might have put some money on that 50-1 might be cashing in at the end of the season.
Yes, that's right. There's only 13 games left and they're going to have a massive turnaround if they're not going to be involved in that scrap right down the bottom. It's just strange sometimes. You know, teams, look at, I suppose, Leicester City. Leicester City could be put in the Airbus bracket. Airbus have been at the top the last couple of seasons, you know, top three, top four, and they look a strong club. And all of a sudden, you know, something have happened along the way and they just seem like they forgot how to win. I know Leicester City are doing brilliant in the Champions League and it's just the winning habit or the habit as a group of getting out there and not being defeated as a team is a massive thing to have in a change room. Unfortunately, at the moment, Airbus, they just don't seem to be able to buy a point. You know, that 94th minute goal by Anthony Miley to give a banger a 2-1 win against them last week. You know, that must have been a terrible blow to the wingmakers' changing room, but they just have to keep going. I remember Neville Powell's Bangor City making a miraculous escape only you know, a year and a half ago. So if they were to win 8 of their last or 7 of their last 10 games when the split does happen, that would be enough to save them. Nobody would usually go down on about 35 points, so, but it's a tough ask, Mark, definitely.
And also, to give the wingmen hope, we can point to a gentleman who's quite familiar with that football team, who pulled off a great escape of his own in 2016. Of course, Gap manager Andy Morrison I'm talking about. Gap in a heck of a state when he took over in November last year. And look where they ended up. They ended up in Europa League qualifiers. Now, I've done a separate podcast talking to Andy at length about that amazing journey in 2016 and what's next. He also predicting a battle royale for the top six in the next few weeks.
Going to be a riot. These next 3 or 4 months are going to be fantastic, and some, you know, there's going to be incredible games. There's going to be highs and lows. There's going to be so many twists and turns before the end of the season. You know, TNS have got it nailed. For me, you know, that's a done deal. But you know, that second, third, and fourth place are huge, because that fourth place, the opportunity to play at home in the semi final and the final, if you get through the semi final, are huge. And so everything's to play for, and it's going to be a lot of fun these next 2 or 3 months.
And don't forget, you can listen to that whole interview. He also gives his thoughts on the other teams in the leagues, his beloved Manchester City, and there's a bit of shawaddy-waddy in there as well, if you want it, on the usual channels, the Welsh Premier League News iTunes channel, or on the WPL website. Now, Jonah, with Steve O'Shaughnessy coming in, could he be the Morrison-style fillip that Airbus needs?
Well, that's it, Mac. One man, perhaps O'Shaughnessy, might come in, give Andy Thomas a help, and give the same influence to the changing room that Morrison obviously did when he came to Gap Connors Quay. He spoke about on the TNS and Connors Quay programme. He was disappointed, Morrison, when they were defeated 3-0. You know, you could look at his body at the end of the game. He's a winner. He's a winner, and he was absolutely gutted. But when you take stock and have a look at what he did in 12 months, his calendar 12 months was fantastic, what he done at Gap Connors Quay. They were in 10th place, I think, on November last year. And they end up in Europe and they end up, you know, fighting for a European spot again. Unbelievable turnaround. But that's what boards, that's what they look for. And, you know, that's their job, to find the specific managers to bring that to football clubs. That's why there's a little bit too much chopping and changing now for me. I'm not sticking up for the managers' union, but there is a hell of a lot of chopping and changing. But that is why they chop and change some people, because they want automatic success. But not every manager can guarantee automatic success. Morrison has, and let's hope it continues for him.
Well, you've talked about the chopping and the changing. One club we saw chopping and changing in 2016 was Bangor City, both on and off the pitch. New owners, new manager, a director of football. What's your prediction for Bangor in 2017, Jonah?
Well, there is talk that they may even go professional, which would be magnificent for Bangor. It'd be magnificent for the Daffabet Welsh Premier League. And it's just, you know, they're a big football club. I don't think anybody argues. TNS, they've been the best club in the league now for the past decade, and everybody, you know, sings from the hymn sheets about TNS being a wonderful team. But I think Bangor is still the biggest club fan base-wise. So the Daffabet Welsh Premier League does need Bangor to be successful. And if they do go full-time, it'll be interesting to see what sort of road they go down. You know, will they start with academies, or will they bring ex-pros in, a bundle of ex-pros in, and try to get a quick fix? It's all a melting pot, Mark, but it's going to be one interesting year for Bangor. And you know, we'll have to look from here on in to see how their season finishes this season, because let's make no bones about it now. Leggy's start to the season has given them a chance to get into Europe. If Ian Dawes can finish off their season and get Bangor back into Europe, that'll be a massive turnaround for a club who struggled last season.
Let's turn our attention now to the Golden Boot Award. Now, only one of the contenders from last season in the frame so far this season, and this is an interesting point, because whilst the top goal scorer list is littered with TNS players, and I'm not going to not talk about them, I think it's very important because they've done very well, amongst them, Tony Gray from Airbus, Oswell from Newtown, Carl Lamb from Rhyl. In other words, goal scorers from sides that are in the bottom half of the table so far.
I think we've gone on about this on the podcast 3 or 4 times this season. Oswell was the man I pointed out to say if he got 20, Newtown wouldn't be in the bottom two. If any 9 gets 20 for a Daffabet Welsh Premier League team, I think they'll be out of the two. That's how important it is. It's defensively, I think, you know, it's pretty tight. But if you've got a 9 or a 10 who gets 20, look at Mark Williams last season, Willan did know. You know, it took him up to the top 3 or 4 in the league. Tony Gray, the last 2 seasons for Airbus, got, you know, almost 20 goals, well, 20 goals plus, got him up there again. So any of the fringe, not fringe players, but the ones now who are around the 10s and 11s, like Mike Hayes at Bala, like even Alex Darlington at TNS, I know you'd expect one of them to get 20, but if they get 20 per man, their team will be having a decent season. And that's what you want. It's what you want. That now, these are all big games now. You know, there's 20 or 18 or 19 games gone now. Every manager will tell you, this is where it starts to kick in now. The last 11 or 12 games, they all become mini cup finals. Great conversation I had with Andy Morrison just before the game Saturday. He said to me, this season will really kick into gear. Now, this top six has most probably be the strongest top six it's ever been. And he forecasted every game, there may be a goal in every game, which would decide every point. So that's how tough it's going to be, and that's when the goal scorers really do earn their corn.
So go on then, are you going to be brave enough and stick your neck out and say it'll be top six and bottom six, or are you going to chicken out of it?
It's turkeys this time of the year, not chickens, Mark. Well, I think, you know, we think TNS will be officially crowned champions, with, again, great brand of football, improving every season. So, you know, we're happy with that. The box is ticked there. Our champions are a quality team. I think it'll be amongst Bala, Gap, Connors, Key, Cardiff, Met. I think they'll be that's four. Bangor will be fifth. And I think it'll be between Carmarthen and Llandudno for the sixth spot. I think it's out of them seven clubs now, unless anybody wins three games over the Christmas period, which could make all the difference. The Carmarthen and Llandudno two games, Mark, they're going to decide, aren't they, who's going to go in the top six out of them two. So they're big games for both clubs.
And so on to the games coming up. Spread over 3 days. As usual, you can have a punt at davabet.com. That's where the latest odds are as well. First-time customers get up to £30 refund on their first bet. Please gamble responsibly. So, TNS travel to The Rock on Friday the 30th, 7:45. Ironic that they play Kevin Druids, a club littered with Welsh football history, of course, because there could be some history being made at that game. How will this game go, Jonah?
Just looking on it as a new Saints victory. I don't think anybody else in the Welsh footballing public will have a different view on this game at all. They've been so good all year, 12 months, and I don't see them going wrong on the last day or the last night of 2016. The team of the year will again have a decent victory on the last Friday evening game of 2016.
Two other games on a Friday night, Gap versus Airbus. How's that going to go?
It'll be tough for Andy Thomas. They've played, you know, there's a bit more about them since O'Shaughnessy's come in. But I just see it, I put it down to a Gap Connors Key home victory. They'll want this victory big time, Andy Morrison, building up his points total for the second period. As I said to you earlier on in the podcast, he knows how tough every game is going to be in the second half of the season. So this has to be a home banker for Gap Connors Key.
And I'm sure Real will pull in a crowd from Friday Night Football as they host Bala at the Corbett Sports. What do you think of this one?
I expect Bala to go and just steal the points from Young Niles' team. I think the Young Niles' team, I think they'll settle for a 7th or 8th place finish this season or 9th place finish. That would be a great turnaround for the young lad. But this is a tough game. Evening game, you don't know, travelling in the evening, it might put things Real's way. They have produced a lot of surprise results so far this season. I think Real will definitely be aiming for a point, but I think Caton's men are on a roll now, and I expect Caton's Ballard to finish their year with 3 points.
On New Year's Eve, it's a new town, New Year's ding-dong for Aberystwyth.
Again, a great game, the first game between the two of them. That everybody who went to the game said it was a good contest, a good derby. So much the same again, Mac. Aber not so good on the road as they are at home, so I think Chris Hughes, now, with only 12 games to go now, we'll definitely have to target the home win. So it has to be 3 for the Robins, but I think Bish will take a point on the road.
And Cardiff Met are hosting Carmarthen on New Year's Eve as well.
All I see is, again, Mark, it's a great football game between two decent sides. Cardiff Met now almost definitely secured their top six slot. Will they relax or will they push on and still think third place is up for grabs? I'm sure the mindset that Christian Edwards says they'll try and push on. Carmarthen, they'll take a point, I think. Smart money says Cardiff Met, but Hazelwood will take a point.
And then on New Year's Day, a cracking game for you to watch, 5:15 on S4C with the Scorio cameras. Llandudno against Bangor. What say you on this one, Jonah?
Big crowd. Hopefully nobody has drunk too much on New Year's Eve. I'm sure most of the players would have been in. It's almost a professional league now, so nobody would have been out drinking on New Year's Eve. But they'll save all their energy for a great live encounter on Scorio, 5:15. And goals galore today. Goals galore. Llandudno versus Bangor. As I said before, both attacking teams, look out for a high-scoring draw.
Well, we've had an absolute ball making this podcast in 2016, and long may it continue 2017 and beyond. We're still on the air every week on iTunes, on Audioboom, or your other preferred podcast platforms. Thank you for all your support, and keep on listening. And Happy New Year to everybody who's been involved in the podcast. And over to you, Jonah.
Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast all year. Thanks for Steve Lloyd and Jack Outen for pressing the buttons and everything. And good luck, mate.
So the final word of 2016 goes to the boss. Well, it had to, really, didn't it? Here's Gwyn Dervel, League Secretary, on his memories of this year and what we've got to look forward to in 2017. Happy New Year, everybody.
Well, who'd have thought that the Welsh Premier League would make it into its 25th year? And who'd have thought that the new Saints would be going for the treble-treble? Oddly enough, it's one of TNS's rare defeats that proves how far this league has come, as the Saints performed commendably against Apoel Nicosia, a team that went on to win their group in the Europa League. Gap Connors Key's victory against the classy Starbuck outfit was another personal highlight for me. But it was one TNS victory in particular that stands out for me as the most significant during 2016. Having dispatched Forfar in the Iron Brew Cup, Craig Harrison's men comprehensively beat Livingston on their own patch, which certainly made a few consistent knockers of our National League become surprisingly silent. Just imagine the positive impact if the New Saints managed to beat the Saints of St Mirren and reach the final itself. But it's not just about TNS, it's about the progression of our Dafabet Welsh Premier League, and standards are certainly improving year on year. The 3G projects at The Rock, Park Avenue and Maes Tegid have been completed, following much sweat and tears, but those clubs are now beginning to reap the rewards for their vision and hard work. I'd like to sincerely thank everyone who's contributed positively to the Dafabet Welsh Premier League this year, and let's learn a thing or two from the Danske Bank League in Northern Ireland, a 12% increase in attendances. And how have they done this? Well, member clubs have been proactive and positive about their product on social media. Thank you all for your interest and support during 2016, and have a great 2017. Diolch o galon i chi gyd am eich diddordeb a'ch cefnogaeth, a blwyddyn newydd dda i chi gyd.
Sign up for your Dafabet account and support the WPL.